Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kindy Rockstars. This is the show that gives you the stories behind the songs from some of the best bands and singers that are making fun, informative, educational, catchy, and occasionally silly songs for children and families. I'm your host, Patrick Adams, and each episode of Kindy Rockstars will feature an artist and a featured song. So let's get to this week's show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Kindy Rockstars. I'm really happy to have with me today, all the way from Canada, Rosalie Mosco. Very nice to have you on the show, Rosalie.
Oh, thanks so much, Patrick. I'm thrilled to be here.
All right. Well, let's learn about you. Let everybody know how you got into kindy music and then tell your incredible story.
Thanks, Patrick. Well, it started as I was a child. I was involved with music, playing violin and ukulele at 8 years old. I took tap and ballet for a short time and even had had the fortune of attending a children's music camp for 3 weeks each summer run by the University Settlement House. In high school, I played clarinet and oboe in the band. I took folk dancing, creative dance classes at a university, as well as creative writing. I married young and soon I began to write poetry and was published in the Canadian Authors' anthologies. I had no intention of becoming a children's performer. However, as a young mother, I had my daughter go to a nursery school as I had a new baby son at home. I thought it would be good for my daughter to mix with other children, but the teacher called and said, "Does your daughter speak?" Astounded, I answered, "Yes, she's been speaking since she was 9 months." I started to cry, thinking my child had felt abandoned. The next day, I started to play children's songs at her school once a week, and it was a success. My daughter was happy and spoke to everybody after that. And truthfully, that was the beginning of my children's music career. I took up guitar, studied voice, and gave music classes at the public library system in Toronto, and sang at many other nursery schools and day camps. Then I was asked to teach in a program for early childhood education undergraduates at a community college on sparking creativity through music and the arts. Soon my own children and their everyday escapades led me to write my own children's songs about fun, fantasy, feelings, such as songs as "Mommy Get Off the Phone," "Daddy Too," "I'm Scared," "Listen to Me," "I'm Still Okay," "When I Stand on My Head," "Andrea the Astronaut," "The I Can Do It Train," "Pterodactyl Rock," and many others, some songs still unpublished. I had this need to write songs from a child's point of view, to make a point, to let their voices be heard. Soon my neighbor, Gene Harrison, teamed me up with another children's singer-songwriter, Jim Duchesneau, and we became the Canadian singing duo of Jim and Rosalie. We recorded 3 albums and were nominated for 2 Juno Awards for Best Children Album in 1981 and 1982. At that time, my children were preteens and were thrilled to sing on the record albums. And my husband, Ray, was a very good sport. Jim and I sang in schools, libraries, theaters, and concert halls across Canada for hundreds of thousands of children, their teachers and parents. It was fun and exciting, although sometimes very tiring. And it was difficult when I had to leave my children at times to go on tour. For a week, sometimes one long tour was 18 days in Newfoundland and up to Labrador in an army helicopter. Oh, it wasn't always roses. Anyway, we performed on TV shows, children's telethons, was interviewed on radio shows, played at children's hospitals, and gave workshops at faculties of education on how to use music and the arts to spark creativity in children. We appeared in many newspapers about our fun and dynamic shows with positive messages for kids. And our style was one of varied pop music. We even sang once at a blood donor clinic Another time I'm, it's true, and under an awning in front of a children's bookstore with a full band in the rain. I guess musicians are a bit crazy. We were fortunate to have competent assistants, a talented arranger, film composer, Ron Harrison, and his producer wife, Jean Harrison, to help make our music rock. We were slated for an $11 million TV series. However, it did not come to be, as the recession in the late 80s brought to its knees the TV company set to produce the show. We also had published a beautiful children's music and activity book set to go to stores. However, the longtime publishers also went bankrupt. We decided to split up the duo, and for a few years, I continued to sing solo in theaters, and my partner Jim went on to teach and perform French music to kids. A few years later, I eventually left the children's music business. It wasn't easy, believe me. And I went back to school to study workplace wellness and health promotion, another love of mine. Also, I became a registered holistic nutritionist. Now I'm writing children's songs about food and did nutritional consulting. For 20 years, I spoke in the workplace, was a singing speaker, and wrote a book on stress relief for women, Frazzled Hurried Woman, found on Amazon. I retired a few years ago, but my children's music was beckoning me. I always felt it was unfinished business. There had been no digital music in the 80s and 90s. So now I brought out my own website, rosaliemosco.com, that I'm very proud of. And you can find a compilation album of my own songs from the Jim and Rosalie records called Journey to My World, plus a solo album, Imagination Station, which are all on streaming platforms such as Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, and YouTube. And on Spotify, I have some children's music playlists that I'm starting to do. I really, truly am thrilled to bring my music to the world.
That is an amazing story. And I'm always so fascinated with people who were doing children's music, even back in the early 80s and
That
like
was the
cause it's
70s.
in the 70s. Yeah, because it's such a
Yeah,
different
starting in the
time. I mean,
70s.
just
Yeah.
technology in and of itself.
Oh.
I've had a few artists and on who were around in that era. And I always like to ask them, how have you evolved with the technological advancements as they come along?
Don't
Because
ask.
people
Don't ask.
love, some people, I mean, they absolutely love vinyl. They love everything about like the size. You can get like a really nice picture
Yeah.
on it. They love the sound and things like
It's
that. And
true.
so they're not as big a fan. Once like the tapes and records and CDs gave way to streaming and things like that. Yeah, it's I think
I
they kind
know,
of
and
look long for the old days, but
well, you know what? You got to swing with the times, and
exactly. Yeah.
otherwise you get left behind. And I just am learning everything. I'm trying to learn very quickly. It's not easy.
What were some of the most interesting places you got to visit when you were touring?
I think it was Newfoundland. We did all the arts and culture centers across the country of Newfoundland. And then we had an army helicopter fly us up to Labrador and from city to city in Labrador because in March there was ice everywhere and we couldn't get on by the roads. So we were flying around and I was up in the air, up and down, up and down. I said, oh my, I'm never going to make it. Am I going to live to the big? And so that was, but it was very exciting to go to these places and in Nova Scotia and, we were in Alberta a few times, crisscrossing the whole place. And it was, we had people come and set up for us, and then we had a band. And, I mean, like it was a whole big deal, but it was really exciting and really fun. And, I think that the Newfoundland one was hard, although I think my husband wasn't too thrilled being away 18 days. I'd phone home, and he says, you know what your kids did today? We made it through together.
That's great.
yeah.
Did you get the opportunity to go to the Juno Awards when you were
Oh
nominated?
yeah, you kidding? We were there, and the Prime Minister was there at the time, for Prime Trudeau, the old Trudeau, and my children came. It was a very exciting time. It really was. And it was written up a lot about it. And it was really exciting. I came from a musical family. My mother had a band as a young child. And, you know, like, I mean, we're talking like a long time ago. So it sort of like came through the blood, and other relatives have it too.
Now, did you ever cross paths with Sharon Lewis and Bram? I interviewed them earlier this season.
Sure. I actually took over some of their classes when they first started to do the tour of the Year of the Child. And they needed someone to take over their library classes, so I took over a lot of their classes. And that was before I was doing theater shows. But yeah, they're just great. They're great people, and they made quite a mark in Canada. They got on TV and that, but so this wasn't to be our time then, but never know.
Yeah, recession. My gosh.
Yeah.
Bad timing.
Yeah, but I used to crisscross sometimes at airports with Fred Penner. Hello, goodbye, you know. And Raffi was great. And you know, so, yeah, it was really an explosion of children's music in those times in Canada. More children's music came out of there in Canada than ever anywhere else at that time.
Yeah. Yeah, so the albums that we're going to talk about today, so these are compilations of the older material, or is anything?
Well, the first three songs will be from the Journey, from the Journey to My World, and that album is about children's feelings, fun, and fantasy, and to help build self-confidence and self-esteem and positivity and fun. So that the first few songs will be about from that album, Journey to My World. We renamed it. And then the second one is my own solo album called Imagination Station.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's dig into those albums then. So we'll talk about Journey to My World first. So you can talk a little bit about the album as a whole, and then we'll feature a couple songs from it.
Okay. Well, the album was all about fun, fantasy, and feelings. And it really was an unusual album because children's music at that time was mostly traditional songs. You know, it was mostly older music. And so like we were the new kids on the block coming out with, crazy riffs and jazzy blues and rock and just different things that the, people weren't used to. And, but we got very good response. And so there were songs about feelings and listen to me, I'm scared, about self-empowerment, Andrea the astronaut. There's one song, I'm Still Okay, about, showing that even though we may feel bad about ourselves, we're still okay. And some great stories about two sailors in a tub and being in my apartment's home to me, you know, like things that child's point of view. That's how I wrote.
Yep. Right
from the child.
And I think the first song we'll talk about very much, definitely from a child's point of view, Mommy Get Off the Phone and Daddy Too. I completely get it. It's relevant in any era, probably. But go ahead.
I think so.
What inspired this song?
Well, when I was a young mother at home with my children, the phone was a lifeline to me to speak to friends and family. Looking back, I was on the phone a lot. So when my own children would repeatedly tell me, Mommy, get off the phone, that little guilt button was activated and I knew they were speaking their piece. I then decided to bring their thoughts out into the open through song. And in doing so, it seemed to create a very popular song. I soon realized I was writing from that child's point of view in many of my songs. I didn't know it really. I had this feeling that children should be seen and heard instead of seen and not heard. However, I was surprised when I heard from children, teachers, and parents that this song was my most popular tune. I believe it's because kids love their parents' attention. So the lyrics hit home. One teacher said that the song changed her relationship with her child for the better when she reduced her phone time. Her child was much happier. Sometimes children are our best teachers.
Definitely. All right, well, we're going to play the song now for everyone. This is Mommy Get Off the Phone, Daddy Too, from Rosalie Moscow.
Mommy, you've got so much to say. Mommy, can it wait for another day? I am just so tired of waiting all alone. Please, Mommy, get off the phone. Mommy, you said you'd read to me. Mommy, I've been waiting patiently. I am just so tired of waiting all alone. Please, Mommy, get off the phone. She talks when she works, she talks when she rests. It's really something to see. She talks through the day and through the night, even when she's kissing me. Oh, Mother dear, before you're through, your ear will turn to stone. Please, Mommy, get off the phone. Mommy, you've got so much to say. Mommy, can it wait for another day? I am just so tired of waiting all alone. Please, Mommy, get off the phone. Please, Mommy, get off the phone.
Okay, Daddies, now here's one for you.
Daddy, you've got so much to say. Daddy, can it wait for another day? I am just so tired of waiting all alone. Please, Daddy, get off the phone.
He talks on the phone at work and at home, and when I sit on his knee, that funny thing attached to his ear is really something to see. Oh, Daddy dear, before you're through, I may be fully grown. Please, Daddy,
get off the phone. Daddy, you've got so much to say. Daddy, can it wait for another day? I am just so tired of waiting all alone. Please, Mom and Dad, get off the phone. Please, Mom and Dad, get off the phone.
And that was Mommy Get Off the Phone and Daddy Too. All right, the next song we're going to talk about from Journey to My World is called Two Sailors in the Tub. Tell us about this song.
Well, this song is an upbeat rock arrangement, which I love. It's a true story inspired by my own children when they took a bath, pretending they were sailors at sea. I love to see children's fantasies at play. Maybe I was too lenient a parent, letting them make forts with sheets in the living room. This song engages the children's fantasy and the reality of their parents' anger at the mess. The children became sailors on the seas. In our shiny milk-white ship, we sail the ocean blue. While waves descend upon the floor and we throw soap bombs against the door. However, in the song, the parents change their angry tone to a smile when the children not only have to clean up the mess, but also ask their parents, didn't you ever have a bath when you were little and you liked to laugh? And truly, pretending and having fun is so important for children's growth.
Absolutely. All right. Well, enjoy this song. Here it is, Two Sailors in the Tub by Rosalie Mosco.
Didn't
you
off the deck, my brother and me. Our sailing's done, it's bedtime, you see. In our shiny milk white ship, we sailed the ocean blue. Cuckoo, we'll dream heroic tales come true, like my mom and dad used to do. And my mother smiles, and she calls for my dad.
Harry.
And my daddy smiles, and says he's not mad.
I'm not mad.
Cause they remember having a bath when they were little and they liked to laugh. When they played in the tub with a yo-ho-ho and a rub-a-dub-dub. Like me. Like me, like me,
like me, like me, like me,
like me,
like me, like me,
like me,
like me, like me, like me,
like me,
like me, like me, like me,
like me,
like me, like me, like me,
like me,
like me, like me, like me,
like me,
like me, like me, like me,
like me,
like me, like me, like me,
like me,
like me, like me, like me,
like me,
like me, like me, like me, like me,
like me. And that was Two Sailors in the Tub. All right, the last song we're going to talk about from the Journey to My World album is called I'm Scared. Tell us about this one.
Well, I brought along my froggy friend, Herman. Hi, Patrick. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Herman.
Oh, great. Well, to tell you the truth, I'm not so great. Oh, what's the matter, Herman? Well, it's just that I'm scared of so many things I make myself sick. Aw, Herman, that's too bad. What are you scared of? Things like monsters and dogs. And I'm even afraid of frogs. Oh, well. So, Herman, you know what? I'm going to sing a song about being scared. And it's kind of a fun song. And maybe after you hear it, maybe you won't feel so bad. Okay? Oh, okay, Rosalie. Hit it, Patrick.
All right. Well, we're going to play the song, but I want everybody to know, because this is an audio podcast, what I'm looking at right now is a very cute puppet, Herman the Frog, who has been helping Rosalie introduce the song. This one's for you, Herman. Here it is. I'm Scared by Rosalie Mosca.
I'm scared of monsters. I wish I wasn't so afraid. I wish I wasn't scared. But every time I try to be brave, I shudder, I shake, and hide under my bed. I'm scared of thunder.
Crash.
I'm scared of ghosts.
Woo.
I'm scared of spiders.
Creep.
But you know what I'm scared of the most? I'm scared I'll be all alone, with no one to hug and no one to hold. So hug me now and I won't be scared, won't shudder, won't shake or hide under my bed. Now I feel better, now I'm not scared of monsters.
Ow!
I'm not scared of dogs.
Ruff!
I'm not scared of night so dark. But
all right, that was I'm Scared. All right, we're going to move into talking about your solo album, Imagination Station. So talk about this album as a whole, and then we'll get into a couple of songs from this one.
Okay. Well, the next two songs of my album, Imagination Station, well, the first half of the album is a fun time where I take the kids on a ride in a time machine. Before each song, they have to buckle up and they have to press the buttons. And then we go back in time, or we go forward in time. And the kids love it. I used to spin around, and it was a lot of fun in concert. And the second half of the album is a quiet time with lullabies, some traditional ones, which I've sort of doctored up because some of the Some of the traditional songs are a little bit gruesome. So I just made them a little bit kinder. And a couple of lullabies of my own, which were Little Star and the Rainbow Song. So it's a kind of fun album, different, and that's what it's all about.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about two songs from this one. The first one, which is a fun title, Pterodactyl Rock. Talk about this song.
In the song, I take the children on a ride in a time machine. They need to buckle up, fasten their seatbelts, and travel through time with me. I take the children to the land of the dinosaurs, where children meet a pterodactyl, big, tall guy that loves to dance to rock and roll music, despite the admonishment of his peers. Simply put, he was bullied. The pterodactyl cries out, "They tell me that I'm lazy. They tell me that I'm bad. They tell me that I'm crazy. Makes me feel so sad." But then the pterodactyl smartly responds, saying, "Why, oh, why do I rock and roll? Because dancing is inside of my soul." Eventually, all the pterodactyls change their minds and get into the act and dance along with him. I like happy endings, as most do. Children love dancing to this song with a little motion, waving their pterodactyl wings. Here we go.
And children love dinosaurs.
True.
All right, here we go. Pterodactyl Rock by Rosalie Musco.
It was fun in 1850, but let's go back farther in time to 180 million years ago to the land of the dinosaurs. Press the buttons. Buckle up. Here we go. Back in time.
Triceratops too, Fred and Wilma dancing too. Let's rock
to the pterodactyl rock.
Let's rock to the pterodactyl rock. Soon all the dinosaurs were dancing all around, popping and a stomping, jumping high off the ground. But why, oh why, do they rock and roll? Cause dancing is inside of their souls. Dancing is inside of their souls.
And that was Pterodactyl Rock. All right, last song we're going to talk about from Imagination Station is called Little Star. So tell us about this song.
You know, Patrick, children always love to look up at stars twinkling in the sky. Nothing new about that. In the song, I make it personal. There's a little star shining on me. I feel it with all my might. I want to convey to each child that they are special and unique. And there's no one like me or you. Each of us can be tall or short, with different skin colors than others or your own. Also, I'd like to express that each child has their own interests and that some of those interests may be different to those of another child, to express having tolerance to others. And I feel it's important to give reassurance to children when I say, I know things will be all right. A very good thought before going to bed.
Definitely. All right, we're going to play it. Here it is, Little Star by Rosalie Mosco.
There's a little star shining on me. I feel it with all my might. There's a little star shining on me. I know things will be all right. There's a little star shining on me. It must be I'm special too. There's a little star shining on me. There's no one like me, it's true. I love to go swimming and skating is fun. There are many things I like to do. And when I hear music, can't keep my feet still. And I like to collect rocks, do you? There's a little star shining on me. I feel it with all my might. There's a little star shining on me. I know things will be all right. There's a little star shining. Darker than mine, there's a little star shining on you. There's a little star shining on me. I feel it with all my might. There's a little star shining on me. I know things will be all right. There's a little star shining.
And that was Little Star, and that was Imagination Station album, and that wraps up our song features. So Rosalie, let everybody know, where can they find those albums, and where can they find you?
Well, I have a really nice website that just came out not too long ago, and it's my name, rosaliemosco.com. And on that site, you can see all the different streaming music outlets such as Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, and YouTube. And they can also have the lyrics are on the songs on my website. They can click on and all the lyrics will come up. And there's also reasons of why I wrote each song. And there's a lot of venues that I've played at, and also some really great testimonials from newspapers around the country. So you can find it also on Spotify, and I have some children's music playlists there now. And I'm just truly thrilled to bring my music to the world.
Yeah, and I'll vouch for Rosalie's website. It's one of the nicest I have ever seen. And that's Rosalie, RosalieMoscoe, RosalieMoscoe.com.
Thanks, Patrick. It's been a pleasure.
All right. It was wonderful having you on. It's been an honor. Thank you for coming on the show. And actually, this wraps up season 3 of Kindy Rockstars. You were the final guest for this season. So once again, thank you so much for coming on. It was great talking to you and getting to know you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Talk soon.